Yeah, maturing and understanding the offense is number one. Making a conscious effort not to not throw interceptions, but to make the decisions with the football and where I'm throwing it. And honestly, like, I've thrown a couple and they've just dropped them. So I understand that piece too, that sometimes it goes your way and it's gone our way a couple times.
Are we still thinking about running people over when we have to? That whole thing, are we getting too old now? We getting too old?
Depending on the week. I think body feels good enough to do it this week, if need be.
All right. Josh Allen's going to run somebody over this week. You know he's talking about interceptions and not touchdown passes when he says they're dropping some of them. He wouldn't say that about his own players. But defenders, yeah, he dropped that. That was a pick. Mm-hmm. You dropped it. So how do we find what we're looking for here? You just went through how rushing yards are up.
So, yeah, yesterday, Brian McCarthy, the works for the NFL PR guy, he tweeted out some trends in the league so far this season.
Okay.
How scoring is actually back up. So, compared to the last 2 years at least, scoring's back up. One thing, I thought the most interesting thing, though, of trends that he broke down, like how passer rating is up, completion percentage is up, 245.1 rushing yards per game in the NFL this year. Between both teams, 245 rushing yards per game. You're getting by an average NFL game. That's the most through week 9 since 1990.
Wow.
Most in 34 years.
All those rushing yards. Must be all the running backs. Nope. It's because quarterbacks run. Quarterbacks run all the time now. Let me give you rushing yards per game from the top quarterbacks in the league. Who just played? Lamar and Burrow.
Yep.
They combine for rushing yards per game, 65. Who else you want? Give me a matchup. Give me any matchup in the NFL. I'll tell you what rushing yards per game the quarterbacks would be expected to put up. By the way, Josh Allen's so far down on this list right now.
I was going to say, Allen is being outpaced by like 10 guys, maybe.
Brock Purdy has more rushing yards per game than Josh Allen this year. But the two of them, it's 50 yards. Bills, right. Niners, you should expect 50 rushing yards from your quarterback. Give me another one. Who do you want? You want Eagles and Patriots. How many rushing yards should I expect? Answer, 81 quarterback rushing yards. Average. Baltimore, Washington,
sure.
104 rushing yards you should expect from your quarterbacks. So it's kind of funny. I remember week two. Oh, running the ball is back. It's not back. Some teams still do it well, and it's important. But what's really there is quarterback rushing yards are off the charts. How many teams would have a quarterback that you would say is a running threat? Let's go through them.
Oh, man, it's
Baltimore,
almost all of them.
Washington, New England, Indianapolis, before they benched him, Philly, Arizona, Pittsburgh, before they benched him, Green Bay, he's on the bench, Denver, Chicago, the Giants, the Niners, the Bills. Does Baker Mayfield count?
He's been running a lot this year.
Trevor Lawrence had two rushing touchdowns last week. So you've got like 15 reasonably good runners of the football. And on yards per carry, the league-wide yards per carry, I think is, that was in the tweet you said, it was like
4.49. That's the second highest average through week 9 in history, only trailing 2022.
Yeah, that's going to be because of quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Kyler Murray, 8.1 yards per carry. Will Levis is at 6.6. He doesn't even run that much. So I just think, before you just say, oh, running the ball is back, it's where it was probably. Not bad. It might have a slight uptick, but I'm telling you that 15% of that is coming from the running of the quarterbacks.
I think more of it's the quarterbacks. I think probably a little bit of it is teams are running the ball more this year.
Yes.
Like neutral pass rates are down across the board. The Bills have actually gone down in their pass rate, and their rank in the league has not. It's actually gone up from last year. Last year, I think they were 11th when Joe Brady was the coordinator, and this year, they're 9th. So almost the same. But their run rate has gone up. But it doesn't matter because the rest of the league, it's gone up more. But not to an insane degree where that would make up, oh, this is the most rushing in the league for 34 years. I think it is more the quarterbacks.
Paul in Indy. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys. I'm listening to you guys. Just wanted to, I know you guys were talking about the tailgating down here earlier, and I just, you know, it's more spread out because, you know, stadium's obviously downtown, so it's more, it's nothing like Buffalo. You know, where you got, you know, the private lots and the lots around the stadium. It's more They have lots, but they're kind of spread out everywhere. It's really not great. But the weather's not supposed to be great here on Sunday, I guess, Sunday morning. But I just wanted to touch base. And also, you guys were talking about the last time the Bills played the Colts here. I was there, and it sucked because, you know, Allen was hurt. So it was Derek Anderson. We had great seats. My son and I went and had unbelievable seats, but, you know, they got drilled. So wasn't a good time. But
how's the stadium? That stadium to me was always like, as we were discussing what kind of stadium the Bills would have, we know they're going to, of course, not have a roof. But I always thought Indy was a good model.
Yeah, it was great. When you're up high, you're up really high. Like in Buffalo, you know, you're up in the upper deck there, but it's, you know, you're not like super high up. But here, you are really high up, you know. But you know, I mean, it's a great stadium, obviously. You know, I mean, I think you guys were talking about earlier with Chris. I think it was with Chris, but you were saying that, you know, that this it's not open very much. I mean, I think they've opened it like three or four times here in the last like 5 or 6 years or something. You know, I mean, you know, even when the weather's great, they don't want to open it up. So I think they want the noise factor, you know, for opposing teams coming in. So, but you know, it's a great stadium. You know, it's kind of amazing. It's been here. I think it's been here. When Manning was playing. So it's probably going on 20 years already. So, but yeah, you know, looking forward to going to the game. I got family coming in. I think it's going to be a Bills takeover. So, you know, there was last time they were here, there was a lot of Bills fans, but they weren't very good then, obviously. Yeah. You know, but now they're really good. So it's going to be a different story.
Thanks, Paul. Enjoy the game.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. I've only driven through Indianapolis. I've never. It's not even. It's less than a layover.
Yeah.
Layover. You stand on the ground, sit still. I've only driven through Indy. That's it.
It's called the house that Manning built, isn't it? Isn't it the nickname of the stadium?
Probably. Makes sense.
It really does look like a big barn.
Yeah.
Also, they have so many. Have they had a Super Bowl?
There? No.
They've had Final Fours, right?
Yep.
They've had
bowl games.
Bowl games. Sure. Okay. They've not had a Super Bowl? Too small market. Midwest in the winter, probably. I've got some rushing yard numbers for you on quarterbacks.
Okay.
Just last year versus this year. This year, there've been 6,074 rushing yards in 2024 from quarterbacks. Last year, 5,120. So you've had like a 16% increase just from last year.
Mm-hmm.
Let alone, if I looked from 10 years ago, I bet there's probably like a 60% increase.
Right.
So it has gone up. The quarterback rushing numbers have gone up a lot.
It's probably the new normal.
Yeah,
probably. Quarterbacks will always be able to move like this and extend drives like this.
You just like how much it's tough to commit to a quarterback these days that doesn't do that, I think.
Well, Chris Brown said it best when I asked him a little over an hour ago, you know, should Bills fans be happy that Richardson's out and Flacco's in? And while Flacco is a better passer, what Chris said was they're going to know where Joe Flacco is on every play.
Right.
He's not going to go anywhere. He's going to be right there. So think about the ways your defense, hey, be careful if he breaks contain, if he does this. And you got to basically have everybody drill on what to do if Richardson were to break contain. Even if you think he's not that good of a quarterback, when he rolls right, we got to be looking for this and this and this. None of that. It's all gone. The way your defense can play against a Joe Flacco defense is obviously, you know, much different. Indy hosted the Super Bowl in 2012, I guess I see.
Oh, okay.
Who played in that one?
2012 Super Bowl.
Oh, that's Giants Patriots.
The second one was in Indianapolis.
If the second one was 2012,
that would have been the first one was 2008.
Yeah.
Okay.
Indy.
Manningham.
Yes.
Mario Manningham.
Patriots had a 10-9 lead. The Giants went up 9-0 in that game.
You know, shout out to the NFC East for keeping Tom Brady from having 10 Super Bowls.
Stop them three times?
No, I mean, would it even be a difference? I don't know. What game does he have this week?
He has Bucks and 49ers.
Okay, we'll be
so Brady, 0-3 against the NFC East. He beat...
Right, yeah. No. He beat McNabb. 1-3.
Against the NFC West, he would have beaten Seattle and the Rams.
Yep.
Are there any NFC South? Beat Atlanta.
Yeah. And that's it. And then he beat the AFC West.
No, the NFC North's all that's left. And there's nobody there.
He beat the AFC West, though, in a Super Bowl.
Oh, right. He beat the Chiefs.
We forgot he beat Mahomes.
That's right.
Which, you know, I'm sure it will come up in 8 years when people are debating who the best of all time is, and Brady will have a head-to-head. Brady will have a head-to-head Super Bowl win at 44 over Patrick Mahomes.
It'll come up at the Super Bowl this year. No, it's on CBS. Never mind. Maybe next year.
You're just predicting the Chiefs are going to be in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, as soon as he gets the Super Bowl, I'm sure he'll bring it up. All right, Extendo Sports, and then we're off to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. It is Football Friday, brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino, and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way.